A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Shabbos Pei Gimel, Shabbos 83b, pagination page 166, the last two of the small lines. You'll find them towards the bottom of the page. This Perek Omer Rabbi Akiva, kind of digresses from the laws of Shabbos and enters into the laws of Tumah, the laws of ritual purity. And the Mishnah states, Minayin l'sfina shehi tahora. How do you know that a ship is tahor? That a ship does not acquire Tumah? Shene'emar, because there's a pasuk in Mishlei, which says, Derech aniya belev yom. The way of a ship is in the heart of the sea. That's the place where a ship is, and there's some level of comparison. The Gemara explains, Pshita aniya belev yom hi. We understand that a ship's place is in the heart of a sea. But hakam ashmalon, this is what the pasuk comes to teach us. Ki yam, that it's compared to the sea. Mayam tahar, just like the water of the sea is tahar. Afsfina tahora. So a ship also is compared to it. And here it's regardless of what it's made of. The ship is compared to the sea. And it does not acquire tumah. Now there's an obvious question over here. That this pasuk that's being cited is a pasuk in Mishlei. It does not seem to be original Torah source in terms of halacha. There was halacha well before Shlomo came along. So Shlomo can't really come to teach you a new halacha that ships cannot become tummy. And indeed, one of the approaches among the Mefarshim, you'll take a look at Art Scroll Note 32, if you're in an art scroll, they cite the Chasam Sofer that explains that this was a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. It was a tradition already from Moshe that a ship does not become Tameh. But we're citing the earliest citable source where Shlomo records this halacha, makes the comparison, and analyzes it as he does in the book of Mishlei. So originally it was a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, and we're simply quoting the earliest pasuk in Jewish scripture to record that halacha. Again, according to this first approach, it would not make a difference what the ship is made out of. The ship is being compared to the water and does not acquire tumah. Let's continue on the second wide line of the page. Tanya, we learned. Chananya Omer, Chananya said, Nilmeda misak, we can learn it out from sok. Masak mitalta mole verekon, when the pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph Lamed Beis tells us that certain things can become tameh, it compares the items, wood, eitz, beged, and or, it compares them to sak. Just like sak, a sack can be handled, whether it's full or it's empty. Afkom mitalta mole verekon, you can move it whether it's full or it's empty. La'afuke sfina, which a ship is generally different, even though it's a keli, it seems to be an item that holds things, but it is wood, and because it's wood, it has to be compared to sok. De'ena mitaltalas mole verekon, and a ship does not qualify, because you cannot move it while it's full. Mai beinayu, what's the difference between the first approach that compares a ship to water versus Chananya's approach that says that a ship is simply too heavy to move when it's full, and since it's made out of wood, it's compared to sock and has to be able to be moved when it's full? My benai, what's the difference between these two approaches? Ike benai usfina shel cheres. If you would make a ship out of earthenware, it's not wood, and therefore it's not included in that pasuk that compared it to sock that requires that it be able to be moved when it's full. So manda amar aniya b'lev yom, if you compare the ship to the water, hanami b'lev yom hi. So I don't care what it's made out of. It's still in the water, and it's compared to the water, and it does not acquire toma. Lamanda omar kisok. But if you're comparing it to sok, and you only absolved ship of the laws of toma because it's too heavy, well, that law of too heavy only applies to the things mentioned in that pasuk. And wood is mentioned in the pasuk. But hanach t'chsivi gabe sok, in ilo lo, those things mentioned in the pasuk have this law. Avosfina shel cheres, but a ship made out of earthenware, afal gabde ina metaltel small leverekon, even if it's not able to be moved when it's full, it would still become tamei because it is a keli, and it does not have this special rule because it wasn't mentioned together. Only wood was mentioned together with sok. Inami, or another difference between the two approaches of why ships should be absolved of the laws of Toma, would be Sfinas HaYarden, the Sfina, the ship of the Jordan, meaning a smaller ship. Lamanda Amar Aniya B'lev Yamhi Hanami Aniya B'lev Yamhi, if you're comparing the ship to the water that it sails in, so then this ship, even if it's smaller, and even if the water is smaller, but the water is still water, and the comparison remains, and it's absolved of the laws of Toma. Lamanda Amar Metaltelas Male Verekon, but if you are comparing it, that it has to be able to be handled when it is full, Hanami Metaltelas Male Verekon, the smaller ship is indeed able to be moved while it's full, and therefore it qualifies for the comparison, and even if it's made out of wood, it qualifies like sock, it's able to be carried even when it's full. Because Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said, why did they say that the ship of the Yarden, the smaller ship, is indeed Temeya, because they fill it on dry land, and they lift it up, they put it down into the water. It's able to be transferred. So it's like sock, so it qualifies, even though it's made out of wood, but it qualifies because it can be moved even when it's full, and he was clearly following the second approach, which is the comparison to sock, rather than any ship, regardless of its size or make, because that was the approach of the Mishnah, and would make no difference whether you can move it or not. The Gemara gives a little addendum here, very nice. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, La'olam al yimna odem esatzman beis hamedrash afilo shava achas, a person should not withhold himself, refrain from being in the beis medrash even for a moment, because that could be a critical moment that something is revealed that was not revealed until that time. Sharei kama shanim, because for many years, nishnas mishnah zubaves hamedrish, this mishnah about a smaller boat was learnt in the beis medrash, that it is tamei, according to this approach, v'lonaskala taimo, and no one ever explained why, atshebar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya upir shantur, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya came and explained it, that because it's a smaller boat, it's able to be lifted, and because it's lifted, the comparison to suck actually causes it to become tummy, because it's comparable, because it's able to be carried even when it's full. Amar Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Yonason said, in a similar vein, le'olam al yimna odem esatzman beis hamedrash umidivrei Torah afilu b'shas misa. A person should not withhold himself from the Beis Medrash and from Torah even at the time of death. Shene'emar, Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Yomes Ba'ohel, this is the Torah, a person who dies in the tent. Afilu B'Shas Misa Te'yosek B'Torah, even at the time of death, a person should be involved in Torah, because the term Ohel, tent, just like we find by Yaakov, is Yoshev Ohalim, the dweller of tents, refers to a yeshiva, refers to stabilizing oneself in the pursuit of Torah. So the pasuk is telling you, even at the time of death. Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Ein divrei Torah miskaimim ela bevisha memes atzmo aleha. Torah is only fulfilled by a person. You can only succeed if you're willing to kill yourself for it. That extra exertion. Shene'emar, zos ha-Torah adam ki yamas be'ohel. This is the Torah, a person who dies in the tent. It doesn't mean he's dead, because then he's dead. It's talking about, according to this drasha, a person who perpetually pushes himself the extra bit. He's killing himself over it, so to speak. And that is where Torah is miskayim. Again, going back to the focus of the Gemara, the way it started, the Mishnah told us that every ship would be tahar, because it's compared to the water. And the other approach of Hananya is that it's only when it's compared to suck, when it's compared to the sack that can be moved, even when it's full. That comparison to absolve it is only by wood. If it was made out of cheres, earthenware, so the comparison and that requirement would never exist and it would become tameh. Also, if something would qualify, so then even if it's made out of wood, but if it qualifies because it can be moved, even when it's full, so then it would also become tameh. The Rambam, incidentally, paskins, like the our Mishnah's approach, that every ship is compared to the water, and he mentions it doesn't matter if even if it's made out of cheres, and even if it is small. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.